I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast. My allergies are kicking my ass, so if I sound congested, then... because I am, because allergies. So anyway, I'm doing trying to do a better job at reminding myself that not every day will be perfect, and not every day will go according to plan, and not every day will you get everything that you could have gotten done, and not every day will be a good, productive, solid, good 10 out of 10 day. Because I've been doing good at actually getting a lot of those in a streak and building momentum. Fuck. And there's the last few days I think have been a little bit more tough, just because of some unforeseen circumstances that have arose and that require my attention. And so I feel like I haven't been doing a lot of what I should be doing, just because life happens and it's fine. But I beat myself up about it, and that's what I'm saying. So I'm doing a better job at remembering that it's not always going to be perfect every day. And I need to not beat myself up about that, because as long as I keep going, it'll be fine. As long as I don't give up, it'll be fine. That's part of the whole game, right? It's part of the day-to-day. So, for example, this morning I woke up, and I woke up a little bit too late to take an ice bath and shower, because that's when you combine the ice bath, the shower, drying off, changing, blah, blah, blah. It's about... I don't know, 20 minutes. And I woke up later, so if I wanted to get on work on time, I needed to leave my house within 10 minutes. So I woke up late, and that was kind of the situation. So I felt like a fucking failure because I didn't take an ice bath in the morning. And I quickly changed that up in my mind. I'm like, whoa, okay, hold on. I can still take an ice bath today. That's not the problem. Like, I will still get that done. The streak will live on. I will do the thing that I really don't want to do. That will be okay. It's not going to end just because I didn't take it at a certain time. So I was able to kind of get out of that. I came home and I took one, and everything was fine. And here I am. So, but I just let those small things get to me. I let the small little, you know, I mean, yesterday I had to do a lot more things that I wanted to with my new townhome that I'm getting. So I had to set up gas and electric, and that didn't really work. Just the page kept timing out. I didn't have the account numbers. They had to send me a new email to get the information. And then I got that information today. So I set all that up today, and that got done. So it's just all this extra shit that I didn't really plan for. But that is how life works, right? There's always something that's unexpected that pops up that takes your attention or whatever. And I think you have to be agile enough to deal with all that shit. Otherwise, you probably fail. Because if I were to just give up because, like, oh man, I had 5 bad days in a row and I didn't get any work done on my business or whatever I'm doing, I think that's just a losing recipe, period. Because if you give up for any reason, like, you lose. So I just answered my own question. Of course, it's losing the recipe. But yeah, it's easy for me to just let one bad day make me feel like I'm just such a failure. And I know that's not true, and I don't really believe that, but it makes you feel that way temporarily. So I guess the takeaway for this one is to don't let the small little speed bumps in the road derail you from the ultimate goal. You know, you could have a bad day every single day, but as long as you don't give up, you'll make it, you know? So with that frame of mind, every day could be absolutely terrible. But as long as you keep going forward, then you won't fail. And if you don't fail, then you're not going to not get there. I mean, if you die, I guess you wouldn't. But I don't know where I'm even going at this point. So I'm off the rails. So anyway, that's a short one. I'm done talking because I'm congested and I sound silly. But that's it. That is episode 176. It is April 12th, 2024. It's 10:32 p.m. And I'm out of here. Peace out. Hey, thanks for listening. And a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip. type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.